Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-12080 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or at www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Standing Committee of the MDC Formation, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, met in Harare today and resolved to summon senior member of the Executive and Shadow Minister for Transport, Elias Mudzuri, for allegedly discussing the party's leadership renewal in the press.
It's very difficult for someone to prescribe their own medicine. In short, I want to say, when you are part of the leadership, and maybe you might be seeing the wrongs and good things, you might still be wrong.
The leader of MDC 99, Job Sikala, announced today that his party has merged with Professor Lovemo Maduku's National Constitutional Assembly Party.
We have agreed that the MDC 99 merges with the NCA to come out with one political movement that will contest for political power against the current political setup in our country.
And Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa tells Parliament that Zimbabwe needs funds from the International Monetary Fund and other international financial institutions to boost the economy in order to pay its external debt.
They should provide new money to give us capacity to be able to pay their debt. Without that capacity, and any creditor would understand this language.
The Standing Committee of the Movement for Democratic Change Formation, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, met in Harare today and resolved to summon senior member of the Executive and Shadow Minister for Transport, Elias Mudzuri, for allegedly discussing the party's leadership renewal in the press. MDC sources described the meeting as private. They admit, though, that there are divisions on what action to take against Mudzuri, a suspension or reprimand. Party Chairman Lovemo Moyo has been tasked to handle the matter. Writing an opinion piece in the weekly Standard newspaper, Mudzuri proffers five scenarios on the party leadership: one, maintaining the status quo with Tsvangirai at the helm; second, holding an urgent extraordinary congress before 2016; third, that Tsvangirai is contested at the 2016 congress; and fourth, that Tsvangirai steps down and become the godfather of the party. Lastly, Mudzuri suggests that Tsvangirai stays and those not happy from there form their own party or join other parties. Mudzuri joins party treasurer Roy Bennett and former Marondera Member of Parliament Ian Kaye in openly calling for discussion on the party leadership. But the party has moved to put a lid on the calls for leadership renewal, saying it's an internal matter and not for public consumption through the press. Mudzuri tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the need to see the party surviving spurred him to write the article.
What made me to write this piece was after serious introspection, thinking about my country, thinking of where we are going, and the quietness that has prevailed in the country since the elections. It's very difficult for someone to prescribe their own medicine. In short, I want to say, when you are part of the leadership, and maybe you might be seeing the wrongs and good things, you might still be wrong, because people perceive them different. And politics is about perception. And as long as the public is prepared to say this is what you should do, and also the internal structures are prepared to look at themselves and say, what did we do right, what did we do wrong, it will help. The biggest problem I have is for leadership to lie to the community. The leadership must be honest. Wherever you go, international law, where democracy prevails, people, when they see they are failing, they step down. Especially when they think that they've not helped the situation.
Is there any discussion in your party about this issue of leadership, which seems to have caught media attention?
There's been talk. I think you hear people talk. talking, but there is no real discussion. The best way to treat gossip is to open it to the public. If there is nothing that is coming in leadership change, it will come out from the people to say, you are crazy, there is nothing like that. Just do it this way.
Are you confident in the current leadership of your party, Mr. Mdzuri?
I have confidence in the leadership, and I have confidence that MDC is not short of leadership, which means we need to be assessed the way we are. I might be confident, but the public might not be confident. Why I'm saying that? There are areas where you find that Harare did not vote in full. We only got less than 500,000 votes in Harare. I don't know what that means. Is that a vote of no confidence from Harare? So the debate was open.
But what we have seen in most parties, not only in Zimbabwe, but in some African countries too, people might say they want leadership renewal, but when it comes to congresses, they don't challenge their leaders. Do you think someone can actually stand up in the MDC and throw their hat in the ring?
That's why I say there is need for debate. You see, we tend to hide behind the things that might not happen. That's why I'm giving several scenarios to say, maybe Shona says that is Shona. So if we are talking of democratic processes and whatever we are doing, we should be able to say, Kwanyura is very concerned.
That was MDCT legislator for Warren Park, Elias Mdzuri in Harare.